Father, thank you for this morning. Thank you, Father, for Sam and Kyler being in the van with me right now to hear this prayer, Lord. We dedicate ourselves to you. Everything that we do, everything that we say, we yield ourselves to you, Lord. We ask that you would order our ways aright today. That you would order everything concerning us aright today. That it would go well with us. That everything would work for our good. That everything would be blessed. That everything would be multiplied in blessing and abundance. That all provision for every need would be taken care of. That we would have no concern, worry, anxiety, fear, discouragement, depression, any other negative thing that the enemy would try to put upon us. No condemnation, no shame, no self-condemnation. Lord, we are free. We are liberated. We are victorious in Jesus Christ. So, Father, we claim that today. We claim by faith ability to get along with every person in our lives as much as it counts upon us, that we would do everything to work at building relationships in the kingdom of God and being in unity of the faith of one mind and one purpose. Father, we love you. We thank you for being in our lives, being the focus and center of our lives. We know that you are our way in the wilderness today. The wilderness is whatever's before us that we do not know, that's leading us into the promise of your blessing in our lives, the promises that we adhere to, the promises that we have believed you for, according to your word. And that which we speak, that which we confess, that we shall have, that we shall accomplish, whatever it is, Lord, we believe you for it. And your word says that whatsoever we say, when we speak to this mountain, be thou removed and cast into the sea, it shall utterly obey us. And you also said that if we do not doubt in our heart, but believe that those things that we have said shall come to pass, we shall have that which we say. So, Lord, according to that promise, according to that word that you have spoken for us, our promises are the hope that we expect. And your word says that faith is the substance of things hoped for, Lord. So our hope is in the expectation, but our faith is not in faith. Our faith is not in the hope. Our faith is not in what we expect. Our faith is in you, Lord. You're the giver of that which we hope for and expect. So, Father, we take that. We take that blessing. We establish our words and decree our words concerning those things that we are promised and that we are believing you for, Lord. We are believing for great things to come to pass in our lives, Lord. And we believe you for the miraculous and the supernatural to take place in our lives as well, Father. And Lord, we thank you for using us, utilizing us in your kingdom to bring about blessing and salvation and healings in other people's lives, Lord. And we thank you for using us according to your purposes and your will in the kingdom of God. And Lord, we dedicate ourselves to that end, Lord, that we would bring others to you, Lord, that we would develop your kingdom and that we would extend your kingdom. In Jesus Christ's name, we thank you for the love of God which is in our hearts. We thank you for an understanding and pure heart, Lord. We thank you for your word says that the pure in heart shall see God. Lord, we want to see you. We want to see you work in our lives. We want to see you manifest before us, Lord. Everything that you intend to do is a manifestation of who you are and what you do, Lord. So, Father, we thank you for it in advance. We dedicate this day to you and everything that it holds. We dedicate our bodies and souls and spirits to you, that we would live in purity today, that we would live in holiness and righteousness, that we would walk with you, and that we would honor you in all that we say and do. And we dedicate it all in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So let it be done right now. Amen, and so be it.